Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Kaylin's Coffee Talk is a CastBox original produced alongside with Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all of your favorite podcasts. Now, obviously, you can listen to my coffee talks wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope that you'll give CastBox a try because I think it's the bee's knees. So with that, pour yourself a cup and let's get to it. So I have a quick question for you. How well did you sleep last night? As you guys know, sleep has been something that I've really been focusing on lately, and when I have a bad sleep, it is so apparent in my day-to-day life. I find it harder to think. I find it harder to just be in a good mood. The minute you wake up with a stiff neck or some back pain, it's like automatically your day is just completely thrown off. So if you guys resonated with anything I just said, then you should definitely check out Purple for a new mattress. The Purple Smart Comfort Grid is scientifically engineered to adapt to any body type or any sleeping position that you tend to choose. I'm a side sleeper. Leave a comment what kind of sleeper you are. And it works by actively cradling your shoulders and hips whilst gently supporting your back for a unique zero gravity feel. If you guys do decide to try out a Purple mattress, you will get a 100-night risk-free trial. And if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. And they do free shipping and returns. I think you guys are going to love Purple. And right now, all of the Coffee Talk listeners will get a free sheet set and a mattress cover with your mattress purchase. So just go to purple.com/talk. That's purple.com/talk. Purple.com/talk. Which will make basking in our sleep a lot easier, which will in turn make basking in the present moment a lot easier as well. Which, speaking of, roll the next Coffee Talk. Life is a dance. Mindfulness is witnessing that dance. Amit Ray. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to the 8th ever episode of Coffee Talks. I don't know how we're 8 weeks in. These are going by so fast. It's kind of insane, but I'm loving every single moment of it. It's so fun coming up with new topics to talk about each week, writing them up, brewing myself a good mug, taking a seat, and talking to you guys. Even though, you know, you're not physically here, it still feels like you are in some type of way. Do you feel me? It's crazy because I just came in from letting Bentley out. It's a beautiful day. It's super hot. It's super sunny. And I was just like laying in the grass, just to give you a visual, and waiting for Bentley to just, you know, be done with sunbathing and basking in his own presence, that I had this moment where I was like looking at the grass. And you know when you kind of blur your vision and you're just kind of witnessing the movements around you, but you're not really looking at anything in particular. I was having a moment like that, and I was watching the grass just like move around and just seeing so much movement without focusing on anything. And suddenly I was hit with just like so much awe at how like present I felt in that moment. And the sun was beating down on me. It felt so nice and so warm on my skin. And I was outside and I was in nature, which I feel like is one of the easiest places, to just like be present. And I don't know, it felt so good. And I just, on something so simple and so easy, I just felt so recharged. It's crazy that when you just like tune into your senses every now and then, when you're just, you know, breathing into the moment, you suddenly become aware and you become in tune with what's actually going on in front of you. You're no longer thinking about what happened 5 minutes ago or 5 days ago or what you need to do right after this task or what you have to get done by the end of the day. It's just like all of a sudden you're in tune. And any time that happens, I find myself just so taken back by life. And I know that that sounds so cliche, but it is true. Like it's something that I think we've become so used to living on a day-to-day basis. We've all probably been here for, you know, hopefully a few years now. Otherwise, you might not be understanding any of the words I'm saying right now. That I think life kind of becomes predictable in a way, or we fall into rhythms, and that's super, like, that's just totally human of us. But anytime you do find those little pockets of awe, it's so overwhelming how incredible and how amazing, I guess, that life is, or our problems seem to melt away and things seem not so, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Complicated. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. It's all about how to breathe into the moment, how to just check into the present moment, and how to just let the past, the future, your worries, your anxieties just completely melt away, even if it's only for a few minutes, because that few minutes of recharging is something that I think we're all missing, a lot of us, on our day-to-day, you know, walk of life. And it's crazy because when you find it, those little moments of being present, within a moment, it's gone and you'll never be able to have it back again. So the more that we learn to linger in the present moment, the more we're able to soak in it, the more we're able to benefit from it, and the more we're able to enjoy our actual lives rather than worry or plan or, you know, even in just living life in anticipation. It doesn't even necessarily mean that you're worrying about the future, but maybe you're just anticipating the future. Maybe you're waiting for Friday to enjoy your week, or maybe you're waiting for a sunny day instead of a rainy day. And all of those things are putting conditions and kind of pulling away from the now because you're resisting the now versus actually just accepting what's happening right in front of you and finding a way to tune into it in a way that makes you feel refreshed. So that, my friends, is what we're going to be talking about today. In life, we are constantly replaying the past, looking for reasons and answers as to why things happened, or, you know, trying to make connections as to the way we feel in this moment, or even just replaying happy moments that we wish we could have back. Either we're doing that, or we're anticipating the future and we're waiting a better time, or we're fearing something that could be looming over our heads, a potential mistake, a potential pitfall that might be making us feel anxious or worried or whatever it is. And so it seems as though we, without even realizing it, a lot of the times we're either living in the past or looking towards the future rather than soaking in the present. I can't explain to you guys how dumbfounded I am that I used to go days, if not like weeks or months, being so out of tune and unaware of what was presently happening around me that I didn't realize all the synergy and all the gemstones that awaited my arrival, and all I had to do was just tune in. And when I say like synergy and gemstones, that sounds so, you know, hippy dippy, but what I mean by that is I was so unaware of what was happening right in front of me. I wasn't taking a moment to even just bask in what actually was, you know, what my life is right now, whether it's just enjoying my dog's company, whether it's just being thankful for the food that I'm about to eat, or actually even tasting the food that I'm eating in the present moment. That's another huge thing I find, that sometimes, and I don't know if you guys get this, but I'll be eating food and all of a sudden the meal's gone and I'm like, I mean, it was good, but I don't really even fully remember basking in that. And let me tell you, like, I love my food. Like, food is one of those things that I think we all can agree is amazing. And we sometimes even just zip through our meals, or we're so preoccupied, or we're trying to multitask or do so many things at once that we don't even bask in our food anymore. Like, that's such a shame. As many of you guys know, and I've talked about this before, but I spent so much of my life depressed about who I thought I was and built up emotions of assumptions and agreements that I had based upon my past, or many nights that I would lay restless, or moments that I would spend panicking and gasping for air as if I was being chased by my fears. And when they finally caught up to me, they would literally seize my lungs and leave my body just like shaking in pure fright. And there's this quote what really shook me one time when I read it. I was reading You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero, and it's not even a quote by her. She was quoting somebody else. So I'm quoting somebody who was quoting somebody. But the quote was, when you live in the past, you are depressed. And when you're living in the future, you are anxious. And I used to just be a cocktail of the two. I was constantly either feeling just super weighed down and icky and just so, like, my past was just chains that were holding me captive and weighing me down. And that was mixed with, you know, just these pockets of pure anxiety and fear and just feeling like something bad was always going to happen to me or something bad already was happening to me and I just wasn't aware of it yet. And then I'd end up panicking and I would have these really bad anxiety attacks. And it's crazy because when I read that quote, I realized the truth of it all. Anytime that I felt depressed, a lot of the times I was in a mode of just thinking about the past and attaching to a perspective about the past that I could have so easily looked at it from a different perspective, or I could have found a reason why those things had to happen, or even just let it go and tuned into the now. Or I was so worried about the future, or I was assuming that because of the way that I had perceived myself and because of, you know, thinking that I lived a crappy life or I was a crappy person, that bad things were just bound to happen to me. And so that would leave me in these states of panic. And it's all from worrying about the future and worrying that I wasn't safe. I wasn't secure enough. I was never going to have enough money, or maybe someone wasn't going to love me, or maybe, you know what I mean? Like, those fears and those thoughts and those attachments to those thoughts kept me from ever opening my eyes to what was actually happening right in front of me. A lot of those times, and I hope I'm not offending anybody from this, this is just from my own personal perspective, and I'm only analyzing my own mental health. So I don't think it is that easy to just flip the switch. And I do think that it came from doing a lot of research on my own and also getting some professional help that I was able to overcome those obstacles. But in all reality, those moments that I was depressed or I was panicking, I had a roof over my head. I was laying in bed with my dog. I had food to eat that day. And there are people on this planet right at this second in way worse conditions living a much happier life. And it's so crazy to think of, because what is their secret? What is it that they're doing that I wasn't at those moments? And I think a lot of it stemmed from not thinking that anything was lacking from their life, not worrying about what was going to happen 7 days from then, or worrying about what happened 7 days ago. A lot of people from countries or from places in the world that aren't as fortunate as we are tend to live a lot more presently. They tend to live on a meal-to-meal, day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. And that's when you end up seeing people that have way worse conditions with much happier outcomes. And I'm not saying that that's everybody in worse conditions, but there are so many times that a lot of people that come from hardships and come from really tough goes tend to be a little happier than most, because I think they learn the secret of enjoying the present moment. That whole time, had I just stopped the hamster wheel of my mind and really took a moment to breathe into the moment that sat right in front of me, not only would I have been able to let go of the weight that held my mind down in the dark depths of hopelessness, I would have also been able to cut ties from the ropes that dragged me through the minefields of bombs that I was just waiting to explode. Only barely any of them actually ever existed. They were all just these created misconceptions of my mind. It's been a few months now that I have taken on the daily habit of meditating, and I thought that just taking a few minutes to get quiet and tune into the moment at hand would be all it took, and then I'd just be back on my way and doing the next thing on the list. But it's funny that I started to realize as I meditated that there was a right and a wrong way to do that too. Meditation also was something that started to become something I was ticking off the list, aka something that I was anticipating for the future. And then while it was happening, I was thinking about the next thing I had to do. And so while there have been times where meditating was super great for me and awesome for me to tune into the moment and then kind of recharge, there also have been moments in the last 6-7 months that my daily meditations started to become something I resented, because it wasn't actually meditating. I felt this pressure to do it all the time. And then I was tuning out of the moment because I was so focused on the meditation itself and doing it because I felt I had to. And then what was I going to need to do next? And what was I going to do after that? At one point of the day, was I going to be meditating, and so on and so forth? AKA same brain, different hamster wheel. And so from there, I realized that it's not just about taking 5 minutes every day to check off a meditation on your list. I think it's also about learning to do meditations all the time, not just 5 minutes in the morning and then you're off on your day. I think that we need to almost learn to have these little mini meditations throughout the day, periodically, to constantly be checking in, constantly be recharging. Because realistically, I know that we've all had those moments where we have been in tune and we have been present. I'm sure you can think of many right now. And when you're in those moments, I don't know if you guys have ever felt this way, but when I'm in those moments, I realize I'm in that moment. And then I'm like, oh my God, how can I feel like this all the time? But I don't think it's realistic for us to feel that way all the time. I think it would be great too if we could run off and live in caves and just breathe all day long and chant and just feel the earth beneath our toes. But in this day and age and in our reality, it's just not a common or a practical way to live our lives. So what do? Instead of looking at the problem, let's find a solution. How can we tune into that mindset more throughout the day so that even when we do have to sit down and plan for something that's coming up, or we do have to sit down and look at our past to, you know, reevaluate and ask where things went wrong so that we can change our present or our future to be better, we can still do that, but then let it go and get back to living in the present moment. And I think that that's something that is a reality. That is something that is realistic for us all to do more often and create more of those pockets throughout our daily lives until it's something that we don't even have to think about. We just tend to do it like second nature. From doing things like meditation and from checking into the present moment, and not only just checking into the present moment, but checking into yourself. Like anytime I do meditations, I don't just try and clear my mind. At first, I like to let my mind kind of run wild. And when I do that, I try and look at my thoughts from an outsider's perspective rather than attaching or connecting to them. For instance, if you're curious what I mean by that, when I first sit down to do meditations, I like to take the first little bit to just think whatever I want to think. But anything that comes through, I don't think, yeah, that's so true. I think, that's very interesting. I wonder why I'm feeling that way. I wonder why I'm thinking that way. And from doing that, I'm able to kind of catch these irrational fears that I used to hold on to, aka creating panic and anxiety, or I'm able to catch onto these moods or these things that I'm harboring and suppressing and resenting from my past. And I'm able to think, that's interesting. I wonder why I haven't let that go yet. AKA releasing myself from a suppressed mood, which then tends to ferment into depression. And that's just the way that I find my brain works. And I think that all of our brains kind of work a little differently. So you should find a kind of structured way that works for you, or find a certain mindset or mind flow to go through that works for you. But when I'm able to sit down and let my mind run wild, especially in the morning, and that's when I try and do my meditations, because getting it out of the way in the morning makes it easier to release it all. And then throughout the day, I can be more periodically present. I'm able to also stop myself from holding on to attachments to things, and I'm able to let those attachments go. And then I find throughout the rest of the day, my eyes are just more alert and my brain is more aware of what's actually going on around me, where suddenly I'm not walking down the street thinking about what so-and-so said to me yesterday, or worrying about if I'm going to be able to find a way to go out that night or who I'm going to hang out with on the weekend. I'm looking around and I'm noticing the trees, and I'm noticing the dogs walking down the street, or I'm noticing the things I'm hearing and I'm feeling and I'm seeing, or I'm tasting my actual foods that I'm eating. Basically, what I'm getting at is I do believe in practicing meditation, and that is a huge thing that I think we should all be doing, because we're able to catch our irrational fears before they grow backbones and sharp teeth and you know, kick dust all over our faith and our well-being, since you're spotting it earlier and being able to let it go and release it and then become more present for the rest of your day. And from doing that, you're going to notice that you'll start finding these little pockets of complete peace throughout more of your day, not just when you're meditating. So if you've never been someone to meditate before, I highly, highly recommend it solely for this reason. It's not just about the meditation. It's about how you're able to carry on throughout the rest of your day. And these actual pockets, I'm not kidding you guys, the only way I can think of to describe it is a pocket of peace that you fall into without even really meaning to, without even forcing it. It just kind of happens. And these moments, or these pockets of peace, they're made up of a simplicity of just being and accepting everything that is, understanding everything that isn't or can't be, and actually witnessing your life as it's happening and not just as it has already happened or as it could happen. Does that make sense? You know, like past tense or future tense, it's present tense or presence, I guess. Oh boy, maybe we should take a mid-roll break. So with that, I'll let you marinate in those thoughts for a second. And when I come back after this little mid-roll break, we'll get more into how exactly to meditate, little things that you can do and say, and we're even going to do a meditation ourselves. So hold on tight and I will be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's the thing. If you can learn how to breathe into the present moment, you'll find that you can pretty much master anything that comes your way. Have you ever noticed that in moments of sheer adrenaline, like when something crazy is happening, all of a sudden you're so hyper alert of what's going on around you that you tend to be able to do things that you don't even think about it. It just happens. It's just a natural reaction to what's happening around you. And you're like, wow, like I just summoned the strength to do something that I didn't even think I could do. The adrenaline jumps in and you become so hyper alert of your present surroundings that suddenly you're not thinking about the past, you're not thinking about the future, but you're able to just tackle whatever is happening to you in the present. It's like a certain kind of magic skill that once you master it, you'll feel as though you can master any and all situations and moments that happen in your life. If you're wondering how exactly to do it, I'd start by obviously recommending meditation to the masses. Find a meditation that works for you. Sometimes I like to meditate out in nature. Sometimes I just like to do a guided meditation on my phone. Sometimes I just like to put on nature sounds and sit down in my apartment. And like I said, sometimes I like to let my mind run wild. Other times I like to just try and clear my mind. But meditation also doesn't even have to be that. It's anything that pulls you into the present moment. So maybe meditation is playing your guitar. Maybe meditation is writing. Maybe meditation is listening to music and dancing. Anything that's going to pull you into the present moment and gets you to not think about who, what, where, when, and get you feeling your senses, you know, feeling your body and feeling in tune with not only yourself, but all of your surroundings. Meditation is definitely what made it easier for me. It's kind of like how when you exercise, you find you have more energy throughout the day. When you meditate, you'll find you have more mental capacity to tune into the present moment more often without needing to actually sit down and like, your life away. Regardless of whether you meditate or not, if you want to tune into the now, then here's what you need to do. Right now, in this moment, where are you? Look around. What are you seeing? Think about it. Catch something with your eye right at this second and just seriously analyze it. What color is it? What texture is it? Is it a person? Is it a thing? What is it that you're looking at? What day is it? What time of the year is it? What season is it? What time is it? Is it morning? Is it night? When was the last time you've been this aware of what's happening around you? Now we're about to get really deep. Who are you? What's your name? What are you doing right now? What are you smelling right now? What's your favorite song right now? What age are you? Can you think of an age from when you were younger that you had this moment with yourself where you thought about yourself from almost an outsider's perspective, the way you're looking at yourself right now and looking at your world right now? What do you do for a living? What are you most excited about right in this moment? What are you striving for the rest of your life? What would your younger self think if you picked that version of you up and plopped you into this moment right now and looked around? Why do you love today? What's something that is just so amazing about today, even if it was just that you had an incredible latte this morning? What's something that you love in this moment? Anything at all. Find something in this moment that's making you seriously happy. Is it your yellow mug? The color of the sky, the outfit you have on, the text you just got from Bay saying, let's get pizza tonight, the fact that you're driving, the fact that you have the ability to drive, the fact that you can breathe, the fact that your life is happening right now, unfolding an empty canvas ready to be painted. Pick your colors, pick your patterns, pick your next move with awareness. Feel your body move if you're walking. Feel your body breathe if you're sitting. Each movement is a stroke of your paintbrush. Each decision you make is a ripple of energy that you send out that eventually makes its way back to you. So where is your attention right now? Where was it right before you listened to this podcast? What do you need to be doing? What do you need to be focusing on? What do you want to be doing? What do you want to be focusing on? Do both of those top number one things right now. Why not? And if you can't do it right in this moment, if you're heading to work, then find a way that you can do it today. Or find a way that you can infuse the next few hours in whatever it is. If you're heading to work, but what you really want to be doing is painting, think about what you're going to paint when you get home tonight. Because why not? Why waste the time? Why continue to put off living when it's happening right now? You are living. The curtain is up. Like, we're all on stage. We've been on stage since the minute we entered this realm of existence, the minute we left our mother's bellies. Our show began. And it doesn't matter how many times that we tuned out of the show or we forgot that, you know, the lights were on and the camera was rolling. Don't think about that, because in thinking about that, you're attaching to the past. And in worrying about whether or not you're ever going to feel this way again is worrying about the future. You feel this way right now. You feel alive and in tune and aware right now. So what are you going to do with it? Jump up and down, shake out your body, laugh, smile, beam, take a huge, deep breath. Your life is happening right now. It's unfolding in front of you. The sounds that you're hearing, the things you're seeing, the foods that you taste, feeling of your fingers brushing against anything around you. That is art. That is present. That is now. Nothing else truly exists to only you. Your curtain is up. Your life is happening. So let's see your best work. So do you feel it? That magic? The understanding that this moment is the only thing that truly exists. That all the people, decisions, and things asking for your attention are a transfer of energy. You can cut some of those loose and you can shower some of them with love now that you see them clearly. Now that you're aware, now that you're in tune, now that you are present. What in your life is meant to be here and what in your life can you let go of to make more space for this feeling, more space for you to bring forward more of this feeling, more space for you to bring forward more of the things you love, more of the things you want to see, more of the things you want to feel, more of these moments that you want to breathe deeply and tune into. The future is unwritten. The past has built your ability to have this moment, but it no longer exists. Even the minute that you started listening to this podcast is gone. It's written in history and you can't change it, but you can change the now. You can change the course of your life at any given moment when you tune into what's happening right in front of you. Your pen is to the paper and it's writing everything that you decide to do right after this moment. The pen is on the paper and it's writing everything that you decide to do after this podcast, after this moment, now that you're tuned in. And ultimately, it's narrated by the way that you think. So take the pen back into your own hands. Take a deep breath and realize your ability to do so, to take that control back of your life, to tune into the present moment, to let go of the past, to unattach from any hold on the future because realistically, it does not exist yet. And instead, open your eyes to the now and write exactly what you want to see happen next. Paint what you want to feel next. And then make it happen. Let it happen and feel every fiber of your body, every inch of your soul. Feel that as it goes through and creates and manifests exactly what you want your next minute, your next hour to look like. Open your eyes, take a deep breath, and knock it out of the freaking park because you've got this. Everything around you is happening for you. And so if you can tune into the now and you can become so present and breathe into this moment and breathe into as many moments as humanly possible, then you can tune into the magic of what actually is. Let go of your attachment of what you wish things were and create what you actually want things to be. And so there you have it. I hope you guys enjoyed today's coffee talk. It was a little different than my other ones. I wanted to try and do one that wasn't necessarily like a meditation, but was one that we kind of all together, you know, tune into what's going on around us. So if you liked it, let me know. This was definitely experimental for me. So this was like, you know, the Being a Beginner podcast episode. This was like another beginning of something within my new beginning of podcasts. So if you do like it, let me know because I would love to pop some of these in every now and then to these podcasts and just create more of like a, not a guided meditation, but something that within talking about life and drinking our coffees, we're also tuning in or going through like a mindset or a mind process together or a visualization together and kind of creating or manifesting a certain mindset or a certain energy that we all kind of tap into. So let me know if you guys want me to do that more because I would absolutely love to. And aside from that, I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. I hope that this helped you tune in and breathe into the moment around you. And I hope that you make the most of this day because only you can and only you can write exactly how the rest of this day unfolds. So take that power and freaking own it, just like I'm about to by taking Bentley on a nice long walk on some nature trails. And I'm going to go do some meditations and get some work done and just breathe into all of it, you know? So until next week, I will talk to you guys later. Bye, guys.